Yes, today, when everything has been accomplished, the Lord Jesus, hanging on the cross, said, "It is finished." And according to the scriptures, bowing down his head, he gave up the spirit. There was darkness over the earth. This darkness did not just cover the earth, but there was darkness in the hearts of believers as the Lord Jesus died. There was fear in the hearts of the believers. There was confusion. They did not know what to do. They ran back, hid themselves. There was darkness in their hearts, in their minds, as the darkness covered the earth. And all through these days, there was silence. But today, he is risen. Bright light of his resurrection shined over the earth once again. Those who were confused rejoiced. Those who were sorrowful started smiling again, because there was the resurrection of the Lord. The resurrection of the Lord. With the resurrection of the Lord, God makes a clear statement. There is always the light in the dark tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. The resurrection of Christ portrays hope. My dear friends in Christ, this year is an extraordinary year. There's darkness in the hearts of Christians as we don't know what is out there for us. We put a lot of questions out. But when you look through the scriptures, you see that occasionally the people of God experience severe and serious challenges, beginning from the people of Israel after they had been rescued from the land of Egypt and they were going along. They experienced some terrible experiences, to the point that they started questioning. If you read in the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 7, they even ask, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" Because they did not know what to do. My dear friends in Christ, I'm sure a lot of people are asking similar questions today. Is the Lord in our midst or not? When we look at everything, it seems we are going back to the dark ages, when people, the Christians, had to worship in catacombs. Now Christians are worshiping under closed doors. We may ask, is the Lord in our midst or not? The answer is yes. The Lord God who raised Jesus from the dead is still alive. And he's telling us there is light at the end of the tunnel. But we cannot question him. Because as he says in one of the readings today, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways." Book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8. All we need to do is to follow him patiently, because as he wants us to know, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. What we are passing through today is not something new. Even when the Lord Jesus was in the tomb, the disciples passed through such. It was a trying time for them. There was darkness in their hearts. They questioned their faith. They questioned if truly Jesus was the Lord they believed in. And after the resurrection, they knew he was. And so it is with us. The Lord Jesus, the Lord God who raised Jesus, will also open a way for us once again, and he wants us to believe there is light at the end of the tunnel. All we need to do is to believe in him, trust him. And in the book of prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 15 through 16, he says, I will not forget you. See, I have carved your names on the palms of my heart. Carved your names on the palms of my hands. He is assuring us that whatever we see today is not permanent. It will go away, and we shall smile again.